Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. What's the dilly? What is the dilly? As it is in heaven, deliver us from evil. The power, praise due. The Dove Show, right here, right now. What's the dilly? Yep. It all starts from the chest, baby. So we're going to start this day off like this. Heartbeats rushed me to avoid last night's death. But at this moment and at this time, I'd like to say welcome. Welcome to the D-O-B-E show. Right here, right now. I'm focused. I hope you focus too. I'm going to start this show off, like I said, with prayers and blessings to my young family, homie, friend, father, grandfather, grandfather, Sean Fouché Hawkins, Faith. His birthday today, so I'm definitely going to start off my show with happy birthday, even though he ain't here right now. And for everyone who may have lost someone, someone's birthday is coming up, might have missed one, and you want to remember them, this might be a moment for you. Other than that, we're going to just take this moment and be silent for a second. You know how we do. You go into the own thought of your own thought. You find out where you be, where you're going to be at. So, do what you do. Face, this is for you. We're back. Yep. Feels good to reach out and touch someone sometime. Spiritually, soulfully. That's what you gotta do. So March 16th, homie. Pisces. Yep. Fish. The fish to say Pittsburgh. Y'all don't know nothing about that. It's deep. It's so funny. And at the same time, so sad. You don't get it all, but you want to get it all. Is there enough time for it all? And then time waits for no one. So we moving it on. We moving it along. That's how it goes out here. We in March Madness. Stomping through. Yep. March Madness. Not only the basketball games. Are your brackets getting ready? Is that what's happening? Focus is on the bracket. Will somebody win that big money? That's what it turned into. Whose team is going to make it? But it's real nice, though, in the first few nights of the basketball madness. People shooting their lights out. Highlight mania. Woo! It gets the blood flowing, doesn't it, people? Highlight reels or something. and then teams is getting taken out. What is it, 66? It used to be 64, it might be 65, 66. And them teams is going. I don't know if my almighty Buckeye is going to be in it. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Riddick cure right now. Think we dancing. So, whatever. You know, I roll with the Louisville, Cincinnati, and this is my West teams. Arizona. That's probably it. So, the Kentuckys and Dukes and Connecticut. Memphis, Mississippi, Vanderbilt. Ooh, it's going down out here. This James is getting ready to get it, y'all. NBA. Woo! Playoff time. Basketball gets the blood going, doesn't it? This weekend, if you are in the capital city talking about basketball, matter of fact, shout out my man Esteban Weaver, premiered his movie this weekend down at the Gateway campus. And if you was able to check it out, that was real love. Also, I think it's online right now. So that's real nice if it is online. It was on ESPN. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to find the information so I can share it. Glitches. You never know. You can't control it. That's why you got to write stuff down. Because I tell you, you don't write down, glitch happens, what are you going to do? You're going to be brain dead. Mum's the word. Won't be able to express what needs to be expressed. And you looking like the dummy. Operation is everything. More than one way to skin a cat. Who's skinning cats out here? Oh, my. PETA's being called. Shout out to my man Mickey Fax. Put on a real good show, Scully's, this last week. Real nice show. If you ain't got a chance to check him out, check him out. Crillier and Crispy, I'm going to post some information, a little interview with him. And yeah, he was real good. Shout out to my man Styles P, the Ghost. He rocked his show last week, too. Way to kick it with my man. Doing his thing. Feel Good, the Remix Live. Big ups. We booked them entertainment. Big ups. Always good to kick it with my fellow homies when we do what we do. So those two shows this past week was real nice. And we are very, very, very dedicated to making the people satisfied. That's right. Wouldn't have it any other way. So, this weekend, we also having a big weekend, if you want to call it a big weekend. Where are you going to be at? Because I can't find nothing right now. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Shout out to my man, TC Fly, Q Pistols. They're going to be in Ohio repping. Where they at? Marion. So y'all want to be down there if y'all are Marion. The Green Party. What is it, St. Patrick's Day this weekend? What day is that? You ain't got no green. You really get the green, they're pinching people. So they just working for the weekend, or you only getting pinched on the 17th? Is that the day? Is it always the 17th? Who got a calendar? Well, the green party in Marion, if you're going to attend that, check it out. It's going to be at the Bottoms Up Club. Bottoms Up. So check that out. If you're going to be in the capital city this weekend, we got my man dialing. Yeah. Cheesecake. He might bring me some dialing. If you're listening, man, bring me some cheesecake. Yeah. He's going to be up in the building. In the building, that's what he be saying. He's comedy. I'll post a little video of him talking. Oh, he's comedy. Me and him kicking it. Dialing to be where he going to be at. He's going to be somewhere up in Gahanna, Reynoldsburg, Club Royale. Let me get the information. I know. Check me out. I'm just trying to give you a little insight of where you might be at. Where he going to be at. Dylan, getting out of the band. Gary promotes some of his new music off his CD coming up. I think he got a deal right now with Icon. Yeah. Icon's label. So, this weekend, I think he might be having a listening party at the Remix Live. I ain't for sure. I might need to do a couple of behind-the-scenes, off-the-air calls and texts, see if I can get the information. But if they ain't calling me, hey, the plug is over. Yee! All right, on to the next. If you might have seen me talking about, I don't know if it's a new trend or not, how long it's been going on, because what we've been seeing in our eyes is actually what we've been seeing in our eyes. So is it really right? Is it really, what's the word when you be seeing stuff over and over? It's almost sort of like brainwashed, but that ain't the word I'm looking for. So I'm going to just say brainwashed into your brain from seeing it all the time. What I'm speaking on is seeing someone in a casket pass away. Some people don't like that, and that's just, they don't like that. And we understand they don't like to see their loved one in a casket. So they like to remember them the way they remember them. And you get a lot of that with people. Some people don't even go to funerals. But the new trend that they might say, or is an old trend, when they're stuffing the person, dressing them up, and putting them in the outfits they used to chill in, set them up, stand them up in the corner, sit them in a chair, you know, G'd up, glasses, gear, shoes. So how do you feel about that? Is it scary to some people? But in the casket, you know, you see them laying there. It's still open. It's just a remembrance of what your brain has been conditioned to see. So you are all right with it, knowing that you'll see a casket behind a sweet casket. Now, maybe I posted a picture of a boy just sitting in the room all in the open, ain't nothing around him. That's kind of tricky. It could have some type of setup, setting, you know, backdrop. Not a backdrop like a club, but a back setting drop with real pieces of furniture. But it's kind of raw. I don't know if I could. I mean, it looks okay to me. Seeing somebody in the casket, sort of the same, like I said. So Yeah, they seem they got them standing up, sitting down. That's a new trend. So I don't know. Would you do it? Or do you mind seeing someone like that? That does that freak you out? It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. So, shout out to my man Bingo. You know, I ain't hip to him. As a matter of fact, he's on the soundtrack to the movie. Esteban Weaver. And his story is about making it, not making it, making it, falling back off. He was an extraordinary basketball player. And we'll see where it takes his life now. Because you never know when someone's life is over, when someone's life is starting. And during the whole when you think it's over or starting, they have been living. So it is a work in process during all times that your heart is beating. Never give up. Never let go if you don't want to. You know, we've been conditioned to say rap. You should stop rapping at 25. I remember those days. Rap was for kids. They wanted to make it as young as possible. Cross, you know, young. They didn't want the older people to have it. Because once you are older and doing your own thing with your own responsibilities, you're getting your own money. So they wanted to condition our mind to say, you stupid for doing that. Block you. Block your blessings. Block you. That's all they want to do is block blessings. So, in the meantime, everything you see on TV is the same culture that they told you to stop doing. Everything. Still to this day. How are they still creating today's commercials with what they said stop doing decades ago? Unbelievable. And then they don't respect the culture. So never let no one tell you to stop doing what you're doing. They say classic train of thought. Woo-wee. What they say. I'm going to get myself for this one because I'm going to remember when it's time for the phone to hang up. Oh, yeah. That's a good one, Dope. Well, they try to just make it out to be something that it ain't. So continue what you do and nothing stops. Soundtracks, commercials, mini movies, blockbusters, everything has music in it. So keep on writing, keep on creating, and you can keep on selling. Because that's what they're doing, selling the information and making it useful to another person. Same thing you can do. Groom somebody yourself. If that's what you have to do, put them in the atmosphere. That's right. That's what's going on. We know that people's out here voting. So we're going to have to go ahead and speak on it. But I didn't know my man. Sanders is a beast. At the Freaknik, chilling with MLK. Yeah. That Bernie boy is ill in the game on his resume and how he kept his ear to the ground and kept it real close and was not afraid to segregate himself from what he thought she didn't want to be a part of segregation. So, that being said, he's just popping up in all kind of pictures, supporting the movement of the civil time, civil rights, you know. It's just so raw out here on what things in life are really being considered. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. politics, who they voting for. People voted. Kasich won in Ohio. So they considered him winning. He was our governor, so he won. It's funny how they talking about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is hated, but at the same time, he's winning. So, behind closed doors, you don't know how people feel. And you wouldn't think that as much as you see how people say they dislike him. Petition ain't worth it. Maybe people want to just go for it the raw way. Because it's really not all about making it a white country. No one knows what position he'll put people in, but it's not all one person running anything. So your team is what it makes. And who knows what this team is going to be. So crucial right now in the politic world. And they're all strategizing on how to win, not really giving the foundations of winning. It's all a game. It's all fights. All kind of rigmarole going on the damn TV. Unbelievable. Cuss words. I mean, how are they running the country like this? So, you never know what might happen. And that's just the side right there. You got Hillary, president. People want to see that happen too. But it's all about positioning and the team that's behind you. So get out there and vote if you think you need to vote. And if you don't think you need to vote, you just watch what happens, because the country's being ran by others anyway. It's never what you think it is. And it's always funny how they say votes, then they say electoral votes. So politics. The word is politics. Live that life, y'all. And I just live in the life. All right? All right. Woo! It's hard on you out here. Me dealing with things you don't want to deal with, but you have to deal with, because it's life. And everything in life has a position in everybody's life. You might not priority, but guaranteed, everything in life affects everybody's everything in life. So we have to do better. You know what I'm saying? We have to do better. Right? Right. Well, on that note, we'd like to shout out my man, a.k.a. putting his music out right now. You better go check him out. Go download it, Vivo, iTunes. It's the name of the single, man. I told you to tell me the name of the single and not the album. Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to get all the information off. Capital A, Google it. That's what they told me. You don't want to give me the information that I'm asking for. I'm going to give it to the people how you give it to me. Word, word. So, everybody listening to the Dope Show, my homie, a.k.a., you interested in finding out his music and supporting Capital A with a K, K-A-P-I-T-A-L, I-T-A-L, A, on Google. So if you Google that, it's going to come up. That's right. He's deep. And Why Not is the CD name. Why Not? I remember the single we shooting a video on. What's your productions? Future Inc. So check him out. See if y'all like him. And passing on a little information. That's what we do out here. You know what I'm about to do. Ear candy. It's all I got to present to the world. Been waiting. They are upset. Let me soothe the mind. That's right. Ear candy. So before we get up out of here, I give a shout out to my West Coast, to my East Coast, to my down south, and my up north Midwest. Armed and Dangerous. Tap Money. The music's coming to you, homie. KM. Oh. KM. Where do we go from here? Woo! My heart's beating faster. That's what we do. Two Gangster, The Dope Show. Pray for yourself. Pray for someone else. This weekend, be in it to win it. Toppy Kings. Get pressed up. All your needs. Wooger.biz. Studio Relief. Sir Sire. Coming, baby. Don't you forget, we're going to work it out. Don't forget. Digga Dane, Ratchet, West Coast. Yee! I'm out of here. Oh, no one. First Dynasty, we on the road. Much more to come. DJ Slappy, see ya.